Hello, a very good evening and welcome to Community Radio, KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC Camino, and a special edition recorded of the Zentech Radio Show here December the 24th, 2024, Christmas Eve. We have a special for you, many surprises, reminiscences from the last 25 years with your host Polly Castro and Glenn Farr also. We hope you enjoy it. You can email us at zen@kvmr.org or check our website zen.kvmr.org. We look forward to serving you in this upcoming hour.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour and Jaws 1, 2 and 3.
There's gifts for all the fans.
And the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray. Every single day is Christmas Day. It's Christmas in heaven.
'90, HTML is invented. '94, CSS invented to fix HTML. '95, JavaScript invented to fix HTML and CSS. '06, jQuery invented to fix JavaScript. 2010, AngularJS invented to fix jQuery. 2013, React invented to fix AngularJS. 2014, Vue invented to fix React and Angular. 2016, Angular 2 invented to fix Angular. 2017, WebAssembly invented to fix this madness. 2019, Svelte invented to fix React, Angular, and Vue. React Hooks invented to fix React. 2020, Vue Composition invented to fix React Hooks. Solid invented to fix React, Angular, Svelte, and Vue. HTMX invented to fix React, Angular, Svelte, Vue, and Solid. 2021, React Suspense invented to fix React again. 2023, Svelte Runes invented to fix Svelte. 2024, jQuery is still used on 75% of websites.
75% of websites.
Cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, call it, jam it, lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch it, fade it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, print it, pay it, watch it, technologic.
One more time.
That's the a cappella group Pentatonix with a rendering of Daft Punk, One More Time. We've used that for the last 8 years or so, and for nostalgia's sake, why don't we give you a little bit of what we used previous to that, Brian Eno's Fractal Zoom, with thanks to Mikhail Graham, fellow broadcaster who stood in for us those many times. We'll be right back. Zentech's more than about websites or the internet. It's also about technology of computers and digital watches, motorcycle ignition systems, engines, just about any kind of technology you like. That was a quick summary of what happened these last 20 years or so with web technology. The big talk in 2024, of course, is of artificial intelligence. That's been around for much longer than I'd care to think about, that 20 years or so. Now with the horsepower available, it's becoming a reality for better or worse. We always love to hear from you and about what you think about it. This show is produced entirely with artificial dimness. So rest assured, no computers were hurt in this process.
Time be rumours of things going astray, and there shall be a great confusion as to where things really are, and nobody will really know where lieth those little things with the sort of raffia work face that has an attachment. At this time, a friend shall lose his friend's hammer, and the young shall not know where lieth the things possessed by their fathers that their fathers put there only just the night before, about 8 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Michael Palin, for that little sample of artificial dimness where the things were put where the fathers put them that we know not. Well, for this, there are, of course, Apple AirTags to find stuff that didn't exist in those recordings made in the 1970s. Believe it or not, Zentech is a call-in radio show. What this means is we talk on the air, Pauly Castro and Glenn Farr, these many years. You get to call us up on a telephone if you can. This is not a TV station, so all we have is the words to go on with our wonderful language of English, all its disparities and synonyms and metaphors, and the simple fact that pronunciation and spelling can be a problem. One tiny spelling or punctuation mistake when you're typing commands or seeing a description, and all hell breaks loose. So let's stick to the basics first of all, which is our shared language, whether it's this side of the Atlantic or the other. Here we go.
The English language was created by English people. I don't know when, but we decided to get letters to form words so we can communicate, but we also decided to sprinkle, for no apparent reason, letters within these words that are silent, shh, forever.
Why?
Why? Like the word hour, for example. Why is the word hour spelt with an H? Why is there an H? The silent H. Nobody has ever said, I'll see you in a hour. I'll see you in a hour. I'm just going to pick up the sandwich. I'll be back in a hour. Half a hour. Half, even half has an L in it. It's like half a hour. How long is the journey? About half a hour to a hour. The sandwich shop is half a hour away. It's a waste of everybody's time. The word subtle, would anybody object if it was spelt S-U-T-L-E? Not a single person would. But there's a B in the middle going, shh, just ignore me. Just ignore me forever. I'm silent. I've been left here, left behind. I don't know, I was destined for another word, baboon, but here I am with you. How I long to be in the word baboon where I have a purpose. Like all those words that should begin with N, but have a K. Of all the letters, why would a K be silent? Knickers, why is it knickers? Knuckles, knuckles. So I've been thinking about this, as you can probably tell, and I think we should have a day. We should have a day. Silent letter day, where they all come out to play. It would be on a Wednesday. A Wednesday. Sometime in the autumn. In the autumn. Could be in February. I haven't told you this in time. Could be in February or the autumn. And we will spend the day together, families together, talking and walking. We'll go for walks and climbing, knitting. A lot of knitting. People will save up their knitting to do on Silent Letter Day. And the knife is the only cutlery that you're allowed to use, the knife. No other cutlery is allowed on Silent Letter Day. Food is buffet style. You go along with your knife. There's salmon and swordfish and sandwiches and yolk heart. And you use your knife. All the flavors are very subtle. Very subtle flavors. And the gnome will be the symbol of Silent Letter Day. Like Father Christmas. At Christmas, the gnome, everybody gives each other a gnome to celebrate. Happy Silent Letter Day, I got you a gnome. I've kept it hidden in the cupboard for months. I wrapped it up. Do you like it? I wrapped it up for you. I cut the wrapping paper with scissors. I use scissors to cut the wrapping paper. I'm so sorry, I forgot, I didn't realise. Is it really Silent Letter Day? Is it honestly Silent Letter Day? You mean honestly? Yes, it is honestly. You should have known. You never listen. I'm not giving you a gnome, I'm sorry, I'm taking it back to the shop. I've kept the receipt. And at the end of the day, we will celebrate with champagne. Of course we will. Can I have you some champagne? Happy Silent Letter Day. Just a drop. Maybe just a splash. Oh, there's a knock at the door. Who could that be? Oh, it's Chloe and Isla. Sorry, Chloe and Isla. My old friends from school. Fascinating. Grab a knife. Help yourself to lasagna. There's some lasagna. And at the end of the day, when we are knackered, we go to sleep at half past the hour.
'Twas the night before Christmas, went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in her time of need.
Now, simple things have come up on our technology show before, such as, how is it it's so difficult to get a proper temperature out of your shower or bathtub? You have a hot and you have a cold. Surely that should be simple enough. Hot water on one side, cold water on the other. Well, your hot water tank has probably got a thermostat in it to regulate the water to about 120 degrees. It's neck reckoned it shouldn't be less than about 110 degrees, because then you can get Legionnaire's disease bacteria growing in your water tank. So say 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Depending on the ambient temperature, you may find that the cold tap faucet, if you like, is delivering water about 50 degrees, which is what you find in our area if water is piped in from underground. That's the average temperature. You wouldn't think it's so hard to mix the two sets of water together. Well, there are very expensive devices made for showers and bathtubs by Moen, M-O-E-N, that mechanically do the job for you by delivering a constant volume of water while you swing the handle left and right to generate the correct temperature, which you hope that it stays at without scalding yourself. Michael McIntyre, the comedian who gave us a little spiel about the English language, has something to say about bathtubs as well, and here he is.
We've all got into a bath that's too hot, and it's normally our own fault. We don't have time to wait. When we run the hot tap, when we run the cold, we don't have time to wait for the full proper temperature to reveal itself. You just have it, that should be fine. You go away into your busy life and you come back and you normally know as soon as your foot goes in. As soon as it goes in, you normally go, "Ooh, I've run that a bit too hot." But often you don't realise it until you're in already. You get in and you start lowering yourself because it takes a while for the information that your feet are burning to reach your brain, where the information has to go to tell you about it. Because it's a really quite a long way for the information to travel. So you start lowering yourself and you're thinking, something doesn't feel altogether right here. Then it just hits you. You have a split second decision, do I stay or do I go? And many times you just go, I can't, oh my God, I can't. And you end up standing naked in your bathroom. You look down, you've got these sort of red skin socks of pain. Ow, look what I did to myself. Then you have to empty the hot out, put cold in, which involves sacrificing your arm to plunge to the plug. Plug plunging. Very dangerous. You look at your arm as if to say, this will hurt, I do apologise. Brace yourself. Ah! Sometimes you can't get a purchase. You're like, I could lose my arm! But the braver amongst us, there's many here tonight, and I count myself amongst you, will hover paddle. This is where you get into the bath. Even though it hurts, and you hover over the surface, you get the cold on, and you start paddling like a maniac. We can change this. It's getting better all the time now. Be brave. Be brave. Then you inherently know it's time to change direction now. Come on. It's getting better. It's getting better. Come on. And then you have to test it. How is the water going? Is it ready to fully submerge? And you do this with your bottom. You select your bottom, and the task of your bottom is simply to dip in to see, is it ready? How's it going? How's it going? This is where I forget, unfortunately, that I have balls. It's not so much that I forget, it's more the angle of dangle means that my balls are now the closest thing to the surface of the water, not my bottom after all. And it comes as a nasty surprise. Ah! the most sensitive part of the human body. It's the last part of the human body, let's be honest, that you would volunteer to test boiling water with. No one's ever handed me a cup of tea and said, Michael, this might be a little bit on the hot side.
Well, we shall soon find out, my friend. Hover paddle hardened bollocks there, my friend.
Thank you there, Michael McIntyre, for some insight about the human physique, where there are delays in signaling between the nerve endings of the feet and legs to the brain. So any computer we ever use has the same problems as the human body, which is there's limited resources and faulty sensors and operator error the whole rest of the way. Hey, I've just realized it's Christmas. All right. I hear you. We'll have a little bit more Christmas music. Hope you enjoy it. It's actually remarkably difficult, and you have to be a really good pianist to be able to play things with off-key changes like that. As many stunt actors know, to fake bad skiing and accidents requires a high level of skill. So I do wonder sometimes when we see particularly badly or poorly designed software, if it isn't some deliberate work by disgruntled employees. The calendar itself is a bit of a hodgepodge, if you like. We do better using the Mayan calendar, but as it turns out, December the 25th is what we celebrate in the West, at least, as Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus. But the historical knowledge seems to suggest that if shepherds are watching their sheep at night, it's more likely springtime in the Middle East. Never mind. Tomorrow, 25th of December, not only is it Christmas Day in the West, and a very Merry Christmas to you all, it's also Hanukkah and a number of other celebrations, usually celebrating the return of light, symbolically or otherwise. So tomorrow, the 25th, being the first day of Hanukkah, this is because it's a lunar event, and it does not always land on that date. It moves around like Easter does as well. So we wish you happy Hanukkah, happy Easter, happy Kwanzaa, and a jolly everything. And a little celebration here from Tom Lehrer that we hope you enjoy on KVMR FM, Nevada City, and the Zentech Radio Show Christmas Recorded Special.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis. A charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here to Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus, boy, if he could only see us. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Well, there are some last-minute ideas for Christmas gifts, given that you've only got like 12 hours left till that happy day. Even if you feel obligated, you don't have to give anything, I suppose. If you've forgotten up to this point, maybe it doesn't matter. The process of physically buying stuff and gift-giving seems to be fading in terms of in favor of service. Also, it's entertaining to consider taking somebody out to dinner, buying movie tickets for them. A subscription is an interesting idea. That would be an online subscription to something like Curiosity Stream. You can donate a membership to KVMR at kvmr.org. These are not calls to action. They're just things I've done in the past. A Celtic Festival at KVMR, tickets for that. Courses at Sierra College. It behoves you to find out if somebody actually would appreciate that by making discreet inquiries. There is a crafting business up here called thecuriousforge.org where you can get classes for somebody. That would work. There was a level of interest, I think, in the technology that's used to produce our shows themselves. Normally, when we're in the broadcast studios, it's the equipment of KVMR that's made possible in part by kind donors and also underwriters and so forth. This particular show has been put together at my home studio for minimal cost, essentially using recycled equipment. In my office space right now, I have a 10-year-old PC, which has, I think, 6 cores in it. This is insufficient to run any modern operating system except Linux, which is not Windows and not Mac. If you want to learn more about that, the whole entire operating system loaded it on an older machine, you can visit linuxmint.com. By the way, these will be on the website zen.kvmr.org. So, this section of the show is describing how these recordings are done. Linuxmint.com to load down a version of Linux that I particularly like, an operating system like Unix. It's based on something called Ubuntu, and if it sounds like I'm talking Chinese, it's probably true. You don't need to have Linux. You can have a Mac, and you can have a PC, and you can record your own shows using a piece of software called Audacity, very common among broadcasters now. The website for that is audacityteam.com. I'm using version 3.71. It can read and write just about any audio file that you want to think of. I preview my files outside by using a free piece of software called VLC, which also runs on Linux, PC, Macs, everything else. From the website videoland.org, also free, always good. There is another piece of software that runs from a command line. It's one of the ugliest pieces of software you'll ever see in your entire life. It has a command line. There isn't anything it won't do. It's been said that ffmpeg.org, this command line utility, you wouldn't say it is not user-friendly. It just cares who its friends are. So it's tricky to use, but there isn't anything it won't do. And you generally have to be very good with Google to find out how to use it to convert video and audio files. In some instances, I've used FFmpeg to pull some of these audio streams out of video because we are a radio station. We're not streaming video, so it's just pulling the audio off using FFmpeg. There is DJing software. I'm not using it on this particular occasion, but if you ever wondered how to do the scratchy thing with turntables and up on your computer screen, PC, again, or Mac or Linux, all three of these can run a piece of software for DJing that's called Mix. It's very clever to spell it with three X's because it's easier to find. It's an unusual spelling. The website is mixxx.org. You can always download and try that out. It allows you to crossfade between things, add echo effects, load up consoles ahead of time. It even allows you to pull down data about the music files that you'd want to play. Our website is zen.kvmr.org. These many years, at least 15 years now, I think. It runs a system on the server known as WordPress, which is very common. Zen.kvmr.org is currently using the latest version, 6.7. So far, everything I've mentioned has been free, apart from the hardware. So the hardware itself, I did actually buy refurbished online from possibly Amazon, the 10-year-old hardware here. I got plenty of memory, a solid-state drive, and 8 cores, I think it is, so it does a good job. The microphone I'm using is by no means top of the line, not like the ones in use at the radio station or that the audiophiles or musicians might use. It's a $60 unit with a USB interface. It has one of those little masks. I'm pointing at it like you can see it. It has one of those little masks in front of it so that when you talk, it doesn't go... I'll take it away and you can hear. If I talk without... That's what it does without the little blow shield in front of it, I guess you'd call that. That cost me about $60. I tried different ones and tried them out at the station and we compared the recordings. And a typical broadcast mic is going to cost you something like $600 or $700, 10 times as much. All things considered, this microphone isn't 10 times worse. It's not bad at all. What do you think? Anyway, here's to thank our many listeners over the years that have called in. We have some regulars that call in, too numerous to mention over these many years. Okay, this seems like a suitable time to take a break and a non sequitur from things technical to veer sharply in the last third of the Zentech Radio Hour here on your KVMR radio station to do a bit of the music that I've picked up over the last year that you might enjoy that I would like to share until the next time rolls around where I can actually do a music show. Nothing technical about this apart from the fact it uses synthesizers and at the very beginning, quite simply, a wine glass being tapped with a knife, I believe. It's a French duo I hadn't heard of before, although they've been around for years, Pan and Polo, and the track's called Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, you might imagine. Lyrics a little bit hard to hear. And it's not connected to the movie I saw recently, a wonderful movie called Wicked, about how the Wicked Witch of the West really isn't nearly that wicked, and that's no spoiler. So, hope you enjoy Pan Polo's Dorothy, and we'll have a little bit more after that.
It looks like Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is a Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. Oh.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck. By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
This
should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, the true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of mac and 3 French toes, 2
turtlenecks, and a beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day. And welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day,
okay,
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
you
stores
could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like the good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song is a beauty.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Okay, let's round out today by returning to the theme of artificial intelligence or artificial stupidity, I don't know which. And that's a Christmas movie film made entirely... the first holiday film written entirely by bots is how it's captioned. And it's in two parts. This is part one. It purports to be what happened when an individual called Keaton Patty fed his bot or AI machine 1,000 hours of Hallmark Christmas movie scripts and asked it to write its own. Well, he may have written it entirely himself, partly with the help of AI, or it's entirely written by artificial intelligence. However it may be, it's pretty funny, or I think it is. I put it out once before. It seemed to get some belly laughs. So here it is again. You decide and let us know at zen@kvmr.org. More information is at our website, zen.kvmr.org. Thanks so much.
By forcing bots to watch every holiday film ever made, Netflix has created their own mathematically perfect holiday film made entirely by bots. Without further ado, I present to you Netflix's first bot-made holiday film.
Carol's Christmas Carol for Carol, a woman named Carol. Interior, home and town where Christmas is strictly enforced. We see Carol, a woman whose hair is all bangs, sitting in her bedroom reading a wreath. Her grandma, an elder being, enters oldly.
Carol, it is almost Christmas. Will you be single on Christmas? I would not do that.
Carol's grandma is never single on Christmas. She is famous for this and has won an award.
The gift of love is never under my tree. Grandma, what occurs if I do not celebrate Christmas this year? Will I be put in holiday jail?
Yes, Yola. Speak no more crazy. Go to sleep and wake up in a relationship, or I will get even older.
Grandma leaves through the grandma door. Carol prays.
Please, Santa Claus, give me boyfriend that becomes man husband.
The prayer travels through the sky like it is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It travels to the North Poland. We see Santa House. It is all chimney. Inside, Santa nogs a carton of eggs. The prayer enters his beard.
Ho ho, Carol asks to be unsingled. Is she good enough?
Santa checks a big list that lists good names and bad names. Carol is on good list. Grinch is on bad list.
Ho ho, she good, so I help. Elf 27, come here.
We see Elf 27 building a toy shoe. It is on fire and horrible. Elf 27 is the most worst elf. He moves to Santa.
Elf 27, I turn you human. You date Carol for Christmas. You come back to here by midnight on Christmas.
An elf does what Santa screams.
If you don't return, you turn into three ghosts of Christmas.
I can't be three. I only have one clothes.
Santa uses magic. Elf 27 now looks like a human man most human women would want to get to know a little.
You are bad elf. Maybe you will be good human. Maybe no. Get in that.
Santa points at a big present box. Elf 27 falls inside. Santa throws the box to Carol's house. This is not magic. This is Santa's strength from his milk addiction. Present box hits Carol's doorbell. She answers door.
It snowed a box. Weather is odd.
Elf 27 stands out of the box. Carol sees he is a man. He has teeth. He has shirt. So he is perfect. She falls inside love.
Carol, would you like to do dates?
They go on 12 dates of Christmas. Ice cream. Ice skate. Ice museum. And 9 others. Now is Christmas and almost noon o'clock of midnight. Carol and Elf 27 build a snowman in her house.
I have such happy. Please tell me your name.
Human 27.
That is a name. I love you, Human 27. Will you stay with me forever?
Yes, but I must leave now forever.
No. If you leave, I will die and my grandma will age. Do not go.
Okay. I do not wish to bring death or time.
A jingle bell rings, indicating it is midnight. The snowman turns into Santa. He is jolly with anger.
Ho ho, you are bad elf and bad human. Time is up.
Our snowman is loud and insane.
Elf 27 turns into three Christmas ghosts in the usual way.
Carol, I am sorry I am ghosts.
Do not be. Now I have three boyfriends. This is the best Christmas to ever Christmas.
Carol kisses all three of the ghosts. Her lips are large because she switched them with a princess. We see Grandma is now dating Santa. She is never single on Christmas. Mrs. Claus must not know about this. Do not tell her.
Well, I think we're about done lambasting your ears with a combination of technology and comedy. Only remains to tell you a couple of things. One of which is that we thank for the past hour of the Zentech Radio Show on here on Community Radio KVMR. Sierra College, Nevada County Campus, offering degrees, certificates, and training for jobs or career. Plus, courses available in creative writing, sculpture, theatre, physical fitness, and more. Spring registration is now open online at sierracollege.edu/youcan. We are on the air with the Zentech Radio Show. This one is a recorded one. We possibly will be live on New Year's Eve. So it's the 2nd and the 4th and any 5th Tuesday of any month. And this year we have a 31st, which is New Year's Eve. Maybe another recorded show, maybe something else. So in a week's time, possibly, here comes another one. And there's a little song we can send you out with to remind you. Here comes another one, just like the other one.
Another one. Different. Here it comes again. Here it comes another one. When will it ever end? I don't know whatever it is. I've not seen one before. But here comes another one. And here comes a bunch of them. Here comes another one. Thank God I'm not having lunch with them.
That's it, is it?
Obviously, it would be better with a full orchestra.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it would.
Here comes another one. Here comes Dave. Here comes another one. When will we ever end?
Here comes another one. Another one, when will it ever end?
Well, it's the holiday season and Santa is checking his list to see who is naughty or nice, and I'm kind of feeling guilty, so I wrote a song.
So many presents, so little time. Santa won't be coming by my house this year, 'cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, Mama made it perfectly clear, Santa don't like bad boys, especially Jewish ones. Knifkinop and Lego blocks are what I desire. So why'd I have to set the pizza guy's hair on fire? I told him I was sorry, I'm a liar. So no toys for me. I don't deserve them. I couldn't wait for a big wheel as the holiday neared. But then I told my grandma that she had a beard. Dear Santa, I know what my problem is, why I can't be good. It's a fear of intimacy. You see, my whole life, whenever I've met someone really great like you, and I keep feeling I'm getting too close to them, something inside me makes me want to screw it up. So in a weird way, the reason I'm so bad is because I love you so much, Santa. Rock'em sock'em robots is what I was hoping for. But then I made a death threat to Vice President Gore. Oh, Santa won't be knocking on my door, 'cause she's a big fat whore. What made me say that chutes and ladders would be so good indeed? So why'd I have to sell that cop a bag of weed? So Santa, please give me my easy bake oven. I swear I thought billy goats were made for loving. So Santa, won't you accept my apologies? Santa, can't you see? I'm begging you, please. Oh, Santa, next year I'll do you right. Live from New York, it's Saturday.
Thank you so much for bearing with us through this recorded edition of the Zentech Radio Show on KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC, Camino. This has been your host, Polly Castro, and you can reach Glenn and I, the co-hosts, at the email address zen@kvmr.org. Also, the website is zen.kvmr.org. It's coming up to the end of the show, 7 p.m., at which point we'll have Democracy Now! As usual for an hour until 8, at which point there will be Vinegar Valentine through 10 p.m., and at that point it will be What's Good with Matt Riley through into your Christmas day and the first day of Hanukkah. So we hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to doing some more recordings like this and having some music to share with you also. Thanks so much. Have a great holiday time. Stay warm, stay dry, keep in touch, and, well, of course, take care.
It, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, do it, buy it, jam and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch it, fade it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, watch it, technologic, one more time.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. Oh, it keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning. No. Yeah.
lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get up all night to get lucky.
To get lucky.